After the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Ted Cruz's campaign for president is over.
I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
Not an establishment candidate himself, Cruz suggested it was time to think of the damage the bitter words between himself and Donald Trump were doing to the party.
We are suspending our campaign. But hear me now. I am not suspending our fight for liberty.
Bob Costantini, Indianapolis.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, appeared humbled last night by the moment that came as a surprise to him and his family.
When he arrived at Trump Tower yesterday, he thought he'd be giving a speech about a victory in Indiana and looking toward the remaining upcoming primaries. Instead, he stepped into the role of the Republican Party's presumptive nominee.
Just so you understand, Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
Earlier in the day, the two men were ripping into each other. Last night, Trump struck a conciliatory tone, saying he didn't expect this. Steve Kastenbaum at Trump Tower in New York.
On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders adds another victory to his collection, giving him fresh confidence as he tries to overcome the Hillary Clinton lead.
She still leads in pledged delegates. She still leads in superdelegates. But this win for Bernie Sanders, certainly a big moment for him. She won the state of Indiana in 2008. She tried to win it, but Bernie Sanders is victorious, so he says this gives him one more argument to keep going forward in this Democratic race.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Mark, Brunswick Line Services back to normal this morning now that crews have finished cleaning up the site of the Sunday morning CSX train derailment in Northeast Washington. That effort had disrupted Brunswick Line service the past 2 days. CSX says it will also resume regular freight rail service through that stretch today as well. The Federal Transit Administration versus the Federal Railroad Administration. The National Transportation Safety Board says Metro would be a lot better off with one agency over the other.
The NTSB says a lot of the recommendations they made in the wake of the L'Enfant smoke incident wouldn't have been needed had the Federal Railroad Administration been in charge of safety oversight. Right now, it's the Federal Transit Administration.
The FTA continues to rely on local transit systems to create their own rules and to determine what constitutes effective inspection and enforcement.
Says NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart, FRA has more authority and it can fine WMATA.
The main thing is they have the ability to set regulations, inspect against those regulations, and enforce against those regulations.
D.C., Maryland, and Virginia legislators are working on crafting a new safety oversight agency. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama will be in Flint, Michigan today to get an update on that city's lead in the water crisis.
Like most Americans, President Barack Obama has seen from afar the disturbing images coming out of Flint, Michigan. The toxic brown and yellow water, the angry accusations like this one from Pennsylvania Representative Matt Cartwright.
There you are, dripping with guilt, but drawing your paycheck.
But on Wednesday,
I will be visiting Flint.
The president will be meeting with Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, and federal officials investigating the crisis. He'll also participate in a roundtable discussion with Flint residents. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,751, the NASDAQ at 47,63. Sports, the bullpen can't hold them as the Nationals blow a 3-run lead and lose to the Royals. The Orioles beat the Yankees, and the Caps aim to even the series tonight in Game 4 against the Penguins. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your mornings start.
Hold on a minute.
On the Mall.
That's a wonderful thing.
Washington Mornings on the Mall. Weekdays 5 to 9.
Good morning. Great to be on this morning. Listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
On Washington's Mall.
That's right.
WMAL. Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's that's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99. And will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 500. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 500.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. It's been about the volume this morning, so pretty easy ride, even though we had the stop and go in Urbana, Hyattstown, and as we head through Germantown down toward the Beltway. But nothing's been along the way. Beltway in Bethesda, inner loops, some brief delays. It's the outer loop from 95 to George Avenue. Now, where we've been struggling this morning, to say the least, Southeast Southwest Freeway in the district, two separate accidents. Finally, relief. All lanes have been reopened for the eastbound crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel, but it'll take a while to clear out this big delay. Coming off of the Beltway for 395, George Washington Parkway, each direction just jammed solid just to try to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge, and 295 each direction filling the effects to get onto the westbound freeway. Northbound 295, before you get to the split, if you're going to 50 or the BW Parkway, still watch. We have accident activity. Those delays actually continue to grow. Take the Georgetown Pike heading toward the Beltway quite slow. Once you get past Swinks Mill Road, though, a little bit better. Just off the Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill, they had a minor crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the gray sky through midweek, maybe a little bit longer as showers still in the forecast. Front to the west of us still needs to come through. Unsettled for the rest of the week. Clouds today, clouds tomorrow. A few showers around both days. Maybe a thunderstorm mixed in with highs close to 60 degrees. Overnight lows down near 50. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Leesburg, 55 in Bethesda, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The GOP nomination is his, but Donald Trump now trails Hillary Clinton by double digits. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
To Nebraska, where I just hear we're doing really wonderfully. I look forward to that very much. And West Virginia, and we're going to get those miners back to work. I'll tell you what, we're going to get those miners back to work.
Donald Trump last night after his landslide victory in Indiana, thus ending any real opposition to his nomination to the Republican Party. I mean, listen, there's a chance, I guess, that John Kasich upend things and win California.
Don't hold your breath on
and
that.
Thus forcing a floor fight. But Donald Trump, as pronounced by Reince Priebus yesterday, is now the presumptive nominee. And for his part, Donald Trump putting out an olive branch to Ted Cruz during his victory speech. But frankly, even more importantly, I think, sending one clear message that is sure to unite the Republican Party. If anything's going to reunite the Republican Party around Donald Trump, it's this message.
We're going after Hillary Clinton. She will not be a great president. She will not be a good president. She will be a poor president.
Yeah, she will be a poor president. If she is president at all, of course. Joining us right now, Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union. Excuse me. They're the group that puts on the CPAC convention. Good to have you, Matt. How are you?
Great to be with you, Larry.
Well, there's a nominee.
Wow. You know, I have to say, I've been listening to you guys, and I don't think any of us are surprised because we've been seeing what Donald Trump's been doing across the country and really listening and watching. But it still is kind of rather shocking last night to realize it's going to be his.
Yep. He's really done it, and I wonder if it's so fractured now. I mean, you know the conservative movement. You know the people and the players involved here as well as the politicians, and I wonder if you think that too much water has gone over the bridge here over the last several months, that Donald Trump faces too much of an insurmountable opposition to the idea of him being the nominee. Will he be able to unite the party?
All right, two things, Larry. First thing is, you know, I think I respect democracy, and I think the voters in these states have sent a very clear message, and I think we really have to respect it. Even for those conservatives who don't believe that Donald Trump would be their perfect candidate or think that he has flaws, they have to respect the fact that a lot of conservatives across this country in Republican primaries voted for him, the total package of him, the good and the bad and everything. And the second reason is they did. Many people did that because they have seen a Republican Party over the last several years really struggling to figure out how it stands up in the face of this incredible imperial presidency of Barack Obama. And a lot of conservatives and Republicans across the country want to try a different way of fighting the left.
But you know, you are, as you know, as we've said, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, and you put on the CPAC. I mean, you are connected to those in the conservative movement. And I'm looking at my Twitter feed here this morning, and there are people who say, you know what? Donald Trump may have secured the nomination. He may be the presumptive nominee, but he is not a conservative. When you look at his actual policies, the things he said, do you have issues with him? Do you think he is a conservative?
Well, you know, Brian, I think that he is running, as I've said over and over again, I think on most big issues, he is taking the conservative position. Do I have concerns about positions he's taken in the past? Of course. Do I have concerns about checks he's written to Democratic politicians? Of course. But what I think we have to do to be constructive within this, you know, two-party system we have is there's a liberal party and there's a conservative party. There's a party that's right of center and a party that's left of center. And after having so many primaries across the country, knowing that two-thirds of these voters in these Republican primaries tend to be conservatives, they have been beating the other. He beat 16 other candidates.
Yep.
It's not like conservatives didn't have every kind of conceivable alternative to Donald Trump. They did.
They did.
And the fact is, a lot of conservatives in my family, conservatives who are friends of mine, conservatives who whisper in my ear because they don't want to be made fun of, they voted for him, and they voted for him and he's going to get more votes in this Republican primary than we've seen in 40, 50 years.
Were you surprised? I mean, I was a little surprised that Ted Cruz decided last night to call it quits. I thought he would stay in through at least California.
Well, I was surprised, but I have to say, I really deeply respect Ted Cruz. I was surprised he pulled out, but I also know that you know, he's a man of integrity, and I think he realized that he told people a couple of times everything came down to a certain state, and he definitely said that about Indiana, and he did not perform well. And I think, once again, Ted Cruz was genuflecting to the idea that the voters spoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you this, because there still are a lot of people in this town in particular, and you know them. You probably have dinner with some of them once in a while, who are still dead set against the idea of Donald Trump as the candidate. And they are citing Alexander. You know, Alexander Hamilton is so much in the news these days with the musical in New York and all the Tony Awards. This has nothing to do with the musical. It has to do with his fight with his fellow party member and president, John Adams. The two hated each other, but they were both Federalists. And when it came time for Adams' reelection, Hamilton would not get behind him. And he said, and I'm quoting him now, "If we must have an enemy at the head of government, let it be one whom we can oppose and for whom we are not responsible." In other words, Republicans are citing this as saying, if we're going to have a bad president, let it be Hillary Clinton, so at least it can unify Republicans against Hillary. If it's a bad Republican president, then it kills our brand. Do you give that any weight?
I would give that weight if the Republicans had demonstrated that they had a really crackerjack plan to run government and run Congress. Hmm. And if we thought that we could even be bolder by making our point to the American people by losing a cycle, I'd be okay with that. But let's face it, Brian and Larry, you know this. I listen to your show. I listen to your guests. The Republican Party has been struggling. And the fact is this. They are disconnected from what grassroots advocates want out there in the country, and that is why this is happening. This isn't happening because, you know, Republicans necessarily said, oh, woke up one day and said Donald Trump is the perfect presidential candidate. It's happening because they are so forlorn with the fact that we don't seem to have a strategy to beat Obama and to beat the left. Why don't we try an outsider? Why don't we try a businessman? Why don't we try someone who's saying that he's going to take conservative positions, but he's is unorthodox, and he comes at it with a different perspective, a private sector mentality. And that's really why what this is all about.
So in one sentence, just wrap up for me, what are the voters telling the Republican Party exactly? In one sentence, what is it? What is their message when they say Donald Trump is our guy?
Republican Party, you have failed. And we want to try a new voice and a new perspective.
Mm-hmm. Matt Schlapp, American Conservative Union.
Yeah, thanks
for joining us. It's your turn. 888-630-9625. Are you happy? Are you good? Are you content with Donald Trump as the nominee for the Republican Party? Are you ready to go cast your ballot and work on his campaign and share all of his videos on Facebook so you can spread the word? Or if you're still kind of on the fence and you were not a Trump supporter, we'd like to hear from you, not to bash Trump at this point, but let's be positive about it. Tell us what Donald Trump needs to do to win your vote, because he's listening. And he's got 2 months before the convention, then a couple of months after that before November, and he wants your vote. So what does he have to do to earn your vote? 888-630-WMAL. It's 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten has all our votes. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Okay, here we go. Heading into Clinton, northbound 5 as you approach Surratt's Road. Looks like they have the crash now on the shoulder, but a little extra volume for you there. 210, lanes are now open northbound near Palmer Road. We had the early morning crash to the Wilson Bridge. Your backup's near Route 5, and then that extends up onto 295 as you head toward the Douglas Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, and onto the freeway. Suitland Parkway, I feel like I've been talking about you all morning, with heavy delays still before you get to Silver Hill Road, and in the backups near Route 5 for the crash. Well, the good news on the freeway coming out of Virginia toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, the crash has cleared, but it's given us delays back out of Newington. However, a new problem is now in the 3rd Street Tunnel with the crash in the right lane. DDOT tells me, and I look at crews that are on the scene there. We'll take you around the top side with normal delays, College Park to Silver Spring and 270. It's been about the volume only. Old Georgetown Road just west of 355 had a pedestrian struck, so they have one of the two lanes there blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got cloudy skies today with showers, thunder possible, high of 61. Tonight, we have cloudy skies with showers and thunder possible, low of 51.
A lot of that, huh?
Tomorrow, we got cloudy skies with showers, thunder possible, high of 59. That's pretty much the forecast through Sunday. Sunday, though, it will clear up, no rain. Right now, 55 degrees, 8:17 on WMA.
This was a very contentious battle. Donald Trump still has to get to 1237, and it's up to John Kasich as to what he wants to do. I'm not going to tell him to get out or to stay in, or it's up to him. But we, in the meantime, are going to come together. We need to start doing some things to start getting ready. Like, we need to raise more money, we need to get more boots on the ground, and we need to continue to do the things that I've done at the RNC for the last 5 years.
Chairman Reince Priebus of the RNC this morning on CNN saying it's time to get together.
Yeah, and that was made possible by the fact that Ted Cruz last night said the following after getting trounced in Indiana.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
He has suspended his campaign, and then Reince Priebus says, hey, Donald's our guy. He's the presumptive nominee. Are you okay with that? Can you get on board with the Donald if you perhaps were not a Trump supporter? And if you are not on board right now, what is the thing that you could hear from the Donald that might change your mind? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Mike in Arlington, let's start with you. You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think? Can you get on board with a Trump candidacy?
Yes, sir, I can, though. I'm not a Trump supporter. I think he's kind of vulgar. But at the same time, though, I am a conservative. I am a Republican. And I'll vote for the nominee. But I just need to know two things.
Yeah.
Will he stand up for the country, which he seems like he will? But more importantly, can he eviscerate Clinton and beat her? That's really what I want to know.
Well, the one thing I would say to you about that is, look what he did to the other 16 people who were running in the race. I mean, he systematically took them out, one after another after another.
Well, some of them self-destructed. Some of them were ineffective. None of them were Clinton and has her ruthlessness. It's going to be interesting to watch the two of them go at it.
It will be. But listen, if you agree that this is sort of the year of the outsider, Matchlap just said the establishment has failed the Republican Party. And if you look at what's happening over with Hillary Clinton, that's certainly a message from a lot of the grassroots in the Democratic Party who are going with Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton is the consummate insider. She is the consummate mm-hmm. establishment figure. She's been in Washington. She hasn't driven her own car in decades. She's been able to get everything that all of these positions through relationships. I think that that works against her in this case, and Donald Trump is definitely the consummate outsider.
Josh in Woodbridge, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Hello, Josh. What do you think?
Good morning, Brian and Larry. Hey. You know, I think that last night the Republican Party decided to hand the presidency to Hillary Clinton.
You do. You think it? I do. You really think that's the case? So, look, you don't like Donald Trump. I'm getting the sense.
Well, it's not that I don't like Donald Trump as a person or as second as a businessman, but I really believe in philosophical principles of conservatism. And when you look at his past record, you know, it's one thing to say something.
Yeah.
And I think the Republican Party, frankly, we've been mindful by a lot of people that have said the right thing to get into office, only to go the exact opposite.
But Josh, let me stop you for a minute. He is the nominee now. Reince Priebus has said he's the presumptive nominee. Are you going to vote for Hillary?
I don't see a situation where I could vote for Hillary, and I realize that a vote for a third party really is a vote for Hillary, but just because he's the nominee of a party, when a party stands for nothing, I feel like I'm a person without a home at this point. I don't know that if this is the direction that the Republican Party wants to go.
So you would rather sit on your hands and do nothing than allow Hillary to become president and select the next Supreme Court nominee?
Well, I think that's one way you could put it, but I think that the other way you could put it is I would rather proactively stand in the gap against what I see as my party's destruction
yeah.
and not participate in that destruction, and thereby I think I'd be an active participant in democracy.
Josh, I feel you, and I can sense that you're going through a process here, and that's why I asked. I mean, is there nothing that Donald Trump can say or pledge? What about if he is there anyone he can name as his running mate that could make you say, oh, okay, well, maybe I can be on board with this?
Well, I don't think that people vote for the vice president, and I think that would certainly go a ways towards easing some of my fears and concerns.
Okay, all right.
You know, a bigger issue for me would be, frankly, the Supreme Court.
If he said Ted Cruz will be my nominee. I said if he says Ted Cruz will be my nominee for the Supreme Court on day one, would that help?
You know, I think if he said, I'm looking for somebody that's a true philosophical conservative that believes in the idea of the Constitution as a document written with the intent of the original founders, not as a living, breathing document. If he said, I would nominate Ted Cruz or someone in that vein, made a commitment towards that end, articulated specific policies, not like it's going to be you, just going to be great. Now, let's hear how he's going to "Make America Great Again."
I hear you, Josh. Yeah. We had a lot of time, so he's not sitting on his hands.
Leave Josh alone. He's still involved in the process. He's going through a process right now, and it sounds like he is open to other ideas. And there are a lot of people in his boat. That's why we wanted to spend some time talking to him to get his sense of it.
Let's hear it from you. 8:23 on WMAM.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
That stomach-twisting mix of anticipation and fear just before you get on a thrill ride. Well, you know what? A lot of people think that's the same thing you feel when you're about to retire. You know, the anticipation of finally being able to quit work. Hey, exciting, exciting, we're going to quit work. But then, can I afford that? Listen, you need to talk to my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. Find out by visiting his website whether or not you can afford to retire. His website is called testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working, and if it's not, Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Call 800-611-1952 to find out more. That's 800-611-1952, or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
When was the last time you felt free? It's time to uncover that feeling again. with the compassion and strength of a name, most accepted by top doctors and specialists, and the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, giving you the freedom to love, to dream, to dance like no one is watching. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
8 to 25, now WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway on the inner loop as you pass 50 Arlington Boulevard. I see the vehicle on the shoulder now. Looks like a white SUV, a little distraction for all. 66 pushing eastbound through Manassas Centerville. Pretty normal delays, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and up the Beltway. Now, on the Georgetown Pike, heavy inbound to Swinks Mill Road. But police tell me the crash on Swinks Mill off of the Georgetown Pike quickly removed, but it did cause that extra delay there. Crossing the Legion Bridge, hung up in each direction. Brief delay in Bethesda, inner loop, outer loop into Silver Spring, jammed into the Wilson Bridge. We're back near Route 5. Here's what's happening in through town. DC 295, jammed from the Beltway, both north and south to get to the 11th Street Bridge. Now, accident in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. 395, jammed out of Newington. It is a continuous delay. It's a long one to get across the 14th Street Bridge to the earlier crash on the freeway. George Washington Parkway affected with big delays. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now, 826. We're asking you if you are on board with the new nominee. And if you're not, what can Donald Trump do to win your support? By the way, we're going to continue this conversation through the bottom of this into next hour because it's kind of the big deal.
It's a big deal. That's right. We finally have a presumptive nominee. How about going to... Greg in Springfield, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
How you doing, guys?
What do you think?
Well, at the go with the interview you had a minute ago, you don't have to be a fancy with people voted for Trump. People voted for Trump for one word, and it's anger. Period. Mm-hmm. End of the line. Okay? You know, Obama begets Trump. You have somebody that's reacting to something. As far as getting on board with it, I'll vote for him. Okay, but I don't need the guy to come out there and tell me, I'm going to put this kind of judge on, that kind of judge on, whatever. So it's all just words anyway. Okay, it's like Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell will say anything. John McCain will say anything. But when they get office, they do whatever they want to do anyway.
Yeah, so you don't need any kind of promises from him. You're just ready to vote for him.
Well, I'm a Cruz guy. I mean, I thought it was entertaining the first 2 months to watch Trump get planted and all these crazy
things. Okay, so now what are you going to do, Greg?
Oh, I'm going to vote for him.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you guys are kidding me.
There you go. And Greg says Greg says people are voting for Trump because they're angry, and I hear that a lot. And whenever people say that to me, I look at them and say, you know, I don't understand why you're not angry.
Yeah.
Who isn't angry right now with the way this country is going?
All right, listen, we're going to continue this conversation for the rest of this hour. Right now, though, it is 8:28 on WMAL.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Coming up on WMAL, we continue your conversation, our conversation, about what Donald Trump needs to do to win your support. Or if you're on board, we want to hear from you because he is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. That conversation continues after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Ted Cruz now joins the ranks of 2016 also-rans.
The voters chose another path.
Indiana marks the end of the road for Ted Cruz.
We are suspending our campaign.
And a major victory for Donald Trump as he becomes the Republican Party's presumptive nominee.
What Ted did is really a very brave thing to do. We want to bring unity to the Republican Party.
After months of battling it out with the RNC,
it's all a rigged system. It's really a disgusting system.
The billionaire finally getting a message of support from the very top. Party Chairman Reince Priebus tweeting, Trump will be the presumptive nominee. We all need to unite and focus on defeating Hillary Clinton.
Correspondent Sarah Murray on the Democratic side, a Bernie Sanders win in Indiana.
A lot of buzz right now. The headline is, it was a big night for Bernie Sanders. It keeps his campaign on the trail, though the numbers in the race for the nomination continue to work against him. And for her part, Hillary Clinton's campaign was pledging to stump for votes in every state left on the primary calendar, though they're also gaming out her message for a general election campaign.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Things are back to normal this morning on the MARC commuter Brunswick line after 2 days of disruptions because of the Sunday morning CSX derailment in Northeast Washington. And Detroit teachers are coming back to work today after a two-day sick out. The union is still upset, though, despite a restructuring bill advancing through the Michigan legislature to ease their worries about getting paid. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,751, the Nasdaq at 47,63. Sports, the Nationals' road winning streak is over as they blow a ninth inning, three-run lead and lose to the Royals. The O's win again, and the Caps take on the Penguins tonight in Game 4 in Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings. Play with a team that's been serving the local community for over 70 years, and your landscape will win over the neighborhood with our superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products. Our experienced designers will rally to develop a solution that will meet and exceed your expectations. For your free estimate and 25% off savings, go to longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call Clinical Research Sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Right, and on Virginia's 95 northbound out of Dumfries, we're enjoying a wide open trip heading up across the Occoquan to Newington, but that's where the delays begin. Take you onto either the inner loop of the Beltway into Annandale or onto 395, which is jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. It's been a tough go at it there this morning. Earlier crash, freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel gone, but to replace that accident activity now in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. On the freeway coming across the 11th Street Bridge, very slow into the tunnel, 295 off the Beltway northbound and southbound, quite slow. Southbound now near Burroughs, crash just reported, so we just can't get rid of these delays. George Washington Parkway hung up to the bridges. A 66, looks like we have problems now to try to get over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. I'm looking at big delays here coming out of Falls Church, so expect that a little heavier than normal. Top side of the Beltway, just the volume to Silver Spring out of College Park into the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gray sky sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now, I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread, 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening, maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Gainesville, 52 in Greenbelt, 54 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. This was a very contentious battle. Donald Trump still has to get to 1237, and it's up to John Kasich as to what he wants to do. I'm not going to tell him to get out or to stay in, or it's up to him. But we, in the meantime, are going to come together. We need to start doing some things to start getting ready. Like, we need to raise more money, we need to get more boots on the ground, and we need to continue to do the things that I've done at the RNC for the last 5 years.
That was Reince Priebus, who last night tweeted out, Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee. Time to get on board. This all comes after Ted Cruz folded up his campaign after getting trounced in Indiana significantly. He got trounced. Almost 17 points Donald Trump won by in the state of Indiana. So here's our question for you this morning. We're going to take it all the way up to the top of the hour, listening to what you have to say. How do you feel about your presumptive nominee? Are you excited about it? If you have some concerns, what are the things that you now need to hear from Donald Trump to comfort you, to bring you into the fold? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Howard and Laurel, line 9. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning there, Howard.
Good morning, fellas. By the way, I think you guys owe me some royalties for using my voice in one of your promo clips. I can't believe this. Having said that, though, I am going to vote against Hillary Clinton this November. I will probably vote for Donald Trump, provided he doesn't continue to get squishy on several of the key issues, because I figure as long as he is 2 or 3 points ahead of Hillary, he's still better than Hillary, even though he's not my preferred candidate.
So not the guy that you would have wanted in a perfect, in your perfect world, but But you're more concerned about Hillary.
Right. And as long as I think that he is a viable alternative and will be better, then that's great. If he starts doing a major pivot, for the generals, like candidates tend to do,
yep,
I may change my mind.
All right.
I live in Maryland, and so my vote really doesn't matter.
Well, there is that. All right. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate that. Let's see. Let's go to Carmen, listening online in Texas. Hello, Carmen. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, guys. My concern is, we've become so fractured that can we win, in November? Because the real problem is Hillary Clinton simply cannot be the next president. And it's not so much for me what Donald will say, but it will be what Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and Glenn Beck will say to put aside their egos and make the realization we simply as a country cannot afford another 4 years of Obama-like run government. And what really concerns me is, why is it not conservative to have a strong military, to secure the borders, to secure better trade deals, to simplify the tax code, give tax breaks to the middle class, and create jobs? I don't see what's unconstitutional or not conservative enough with those positions which Donald Trump has taken.
Carmen, I think it's a fair point. I think that up until this point, there's always been an alternative to Donald Trump who has more of a conservative pedigree, who has more of a track record that one can rely on. And I think
I agree with that, Larry, and I was fine. No, support Ted Cruz. I voted for Ben Carson. So, and supporting Ted Cruz is perfectly fine, but at least have an objective narrative when discussing the issues. And I feel like neither of those three talk show hosts did that, and I think it really helped to fracture in our party.
We're not here to talk about other talk show hosts because, let's face it, there are no other talk show hosts.
You and me, we're it,
exactly.
That's
we've
right.
Got it.
How about Mike in D.C.? You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you need to hear from Donald Trump now to make you happy and get you on board if you weren't on board already?
Well, first of all, I always vote Republican, so I want to make that clear before I say what I'm about. I haven't heard him really appeal to heaven, and back in the day, the revolutionaries had that cry under George Washington's leadership, appeal to heaven. And so he doesn't really strike me as a man who submits himself to God as much as other leaders have. So that's something that really concerns me.
So you want to hear something about his faith?
Yeah, if he has any. And I haven't really...
Well, he knows all about 2 Corinthians, so there's that.
Yes, he does.
I cheap shot him.
So let me do something with you, Mike, that I sense I'm going to be doing with callers for the next several months.
Yep.
Yeah, go for it.
You're right. You might not hear a whole lot of heartfelt faith from Donald Trump if he does have, and listen, I'm not here to question anybody's faith or where
it comes
from.
And I'm with you. I don't want to judge the man.
Yeah,
I want to pray.
But I think it's fair to say it's not part of his everyday life. It's not in his DNA.
God bless America.
But,
or something.
Right. But guess what, Mike? Hillary Clinton talks about her faith all the time.
Yeah,
she talks about how her policies are motivated by her deep Methodist upbringing.
Yeah.
Barack Obama cites Christianity as the motivation behind a lot of his social programs. They're faith-based, so you're going to vote for them?
Well, no, absolutely not. And here's why. Because a tree is known by its fruit, and I don't see good fruit from that.
There you go.
And ironically, Trump may have what I would call some leftover Judeo-Christian values that were established in the culture years ago, and he has happened to buy into those.
All right.
And so he's got good morality, maybe.
Right. And he may not even know what it's actually rooted in and based in. Yeah. Gotcha, Mike. Well said. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you a lot for that. Well, more of your calls straight ahead. Right now it's 8:43, traffic and weather just a couple of minutes away.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Mother's Day is this weekend. I am saying only four days away. And you need to give something to Mom that she'll remember, something that's unique and special. And I suggest Sherry's Berries. And today only, a special deal. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99.
$29.99 plus shipping. Two perfect gifts from one exceptional place. This is an exclusive offer for my listeners. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the screen, type in the code Brian Wilson. My name, Brian with an I, Wilson, and you get the deal. By the way, the berries are amazing. Milk, white, dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. And you know what? The strawberries are just amazing. Here's the only way to get this incredible one-day deal. Juicy, huge, freshly stripped strawberries plus one dozen assorted roses, $39.99. Just go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in Brian Wilson. You get the deal. Limited time offer. Mother's Day this weekend. Make sure to order now. You can do this by phone. Call 866-FRUIT-02.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, trying to get Virginia inbound over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Boy, I've been focusing on this. We're just at a crawl here on 66, trying to get out of Falls Church through the tunnel, George Washington Parkway, Washington Boulevard, everyone around that corridor trying to get over the bridge onto Constitution Avenue or head on the East Street Expressway to Virginia Avenue. Now, I've been with police a couple times on this. They're looking to see if they have anything that may have popped up in that area. Could be a factor that the George Washington Parkway has been so slow to get to the 14th Street Bridge for the crash on the freeway that's cleared near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Big delays continue, 395. We're back out of Newington. The latest problem in clearing the crash in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound before New York Avenue. The eastbound freeway slow, westbound freeway was slow to the tunnel as well, slowing 295 each direction. Hey, Maryland on 270. A little bit of volume now, just starting to form as you approach 109. May have an incident that just popped up. That's the only delay we've had out of Frederick. Then you're good until you get into Rockville down to the Beltway. Now from Garage Door Repair.
The gray sky sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now, I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread, 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now, 8:47.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
All right, so last night, Ted Cruz hung up his campaign. Donald Trump beat him soundly in Indiana. Reince Priebus says he is the presumptive nominee. It's time to coalesce behind Donald Trump. How do you feel about that? And if you have some concerns about Donald, as I know many people who listen to this program do, what is it that you need to hear now from Donald Trump that will, you know, reassure you and bring you into the fold? How about Jeremy in Arlington? Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Brian, you had mentioned that he'd withstood attacks by the Republicans thus far. I did just want to highlight that, you know, they've been pulling at their punches because he could be the potential nominee, and Hillary or Bernie, they're not going to pull punches.
Well, do you think Donald Trump is the kind of guy who will pull his punch?
No, not at all, but I think he's given them a lot of material to work with.
Well, I don't think that Ted Cruz pulled his punches. I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see what happened yesterday, for goodness sake?
Here's Ted Cruz pulling his punches.
This man is a pathological liar. Donald Trump is a serial philanderer. The man is utterly amoral. Donald is a bully.
Don't hold back, Ted.
Yeah. Tell us what you really think.
I don't think there was any pulling punches. I didn't think Jeb pulled his punches.
No.
Nope. He was saying this kind of thing. Listen, I understand you're saying that Clinton has this nasty machine and they're going to pull out all the stops to go after and slime Donald Trump. I'm just saying that Donald Trump is sort of the honey badger here. He doesn't really care. They've said all these things about him, and he's going to do the same to Hillary.
Yeah. Carol and Bristow, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
I have to say it would never be Hillary for me. She does not have every woman's vote. I am married into a Hispanic family. We will all vote Trump.
And just no doubt?
No doubt.
What, was Trump your first choice?
I voted for him, yes.
All right, okay. So it was always going to be Trump as far as you're concerned.
I am sick of being politically correct. Sick of it. This is America. And I'm sick of us catering to the 2%.
Yeah, I think that message resonates with a lot of people. I think that there was a breath of fresh air when they saw Donald Trump not shrinking and saying, well, I misspoke and I apologize and all that. He said, no, you know what? Get over yourself, America. We have bigger problems than saying the politically correct thing all the time. Let's really face our problems. And people like that.
Leo and Roundhill, you're on with Brian and Larry. You're up next. What do you think there, Leo?
Morning, guys. Well, you know, I'm just a little bit more opinionated than most people. That Hillary is not going to be the nominee, first off. And secondly, even if she does get in there, I wouldn't vote for her for a couple of reasons. Benghazi, first and foremost. Right. She let those four people get slaughtered.
We don't have time, Leo, to go through it all. We know all that. We're talking about Trump. Right. We're talking about Trump. What does Trump have to do?
Trump needs to be a little bit more conservative. He needs to pull back a little bit. He needs to give us a finite agenda of what he's going to do and stop talking about the wall.
All right, Leo, we got to leave it there. We're out of time.
Yeah, it is now 8:51.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Will human papillomavirus, or HPV, someday nearly disappear, like measles and diphtheria? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The HPV vaccine was first recommended for adolescent girls in the United States in 2006. Since then, the prevalence of the cancer-causing virus has been dropping among young women, according to a newly released CDC study. Eventually, they expect to see decreases in HPV in older groups as well. Among the 14 to 24-year-old women in the study who were sexually active, rates of infection with the HPV types in the vaccine was 2.1% among those who were vaccinated. That's compared to 16.9% among their unvaccinated counterparts. The CDC recommends a three-dose HPV vaccine schedule for girls and boys 11 to 12 years of age, and for women and men up to ages 26 and 21, respectively. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Every day a new must-have smart product launches. Here's what's smart. Protecting what matters. Your home, your family. Kidde makes that simple. Worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms provide 10 years of nonstop power, no low battery chirps, and the remote link monitor and camera guard your home while you're gone and send alerts to your phone. No cords, no hubs, no stress. Smart, simple security. They've been protecting homes for nearly 100 years. Choose Kidde at the Home Depot. Now that's smart.
Great news, Zero Res, you know, the company that I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, and they leave them looking brand new and smelling fresh. Well, they also clean hardwood and laminate floors, and they clean upholstery, they clean tile, they clean grout, and they clean it the right way with non-toxic products. It leaves your carpets feeling fresh and smelling great and looking brand new again. Now, you know all that, right? Okay, so here's the great news. Mother's Day. You know what would make mom happy, right? A gift certificate from Zero Res. No one loves an amazing Zero Res cleaning as much as mom does. And Zero Res has special offers just for moms. Listen to this. Couple offers for you. First, you mentioned WMAL. Mention me. You know, let them know that my hypnotic mind-probing charms convinced you to call Zero Res. You had no choice. And they will give you a great deal. You get your first sofa cleaned at regular price. You get 50% off the second price. Or you can also get this great carpet cleaning deal. Three rooms, pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $149. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tahidu, a local seven-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Connecticut Avenue near the zoo, a little extra volume than you're used to. Still dealing with accident cleanup, happened in the northbound direction, but follow police direction in each way. All right, here we go, heading through town. It's been a problem. Latest incident has been the accident in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound. Jammed is 295, jammed is 395 back out of Newington. And with all this delay, also, it's very hard to get up onto 395. So the George Washington Parkway, you've been hit hard with that. 66, I'm seeing delays almost out of Falls Church eastbound to get in over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and continuing in through town to the Wilson Bridge. Delays still back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray skies sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now, I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread, 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening, maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now at 8:56.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. While I was on a combat patrol, a rocket propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. I don't have to be severely wounded. A lot of guys have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. My name is Norby, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Well, it's been an interesting day. It's been sort of a red letter day, and we finally know where Republicans are headed for this season. We'll continue to follow this story tomorrow here on Mornings on the Mall.
And you know, for many people, the day is just beginning.
That's right.
Ryan, it continues to be a big red letter day. I can't wait to hear what Chris Plant has to say. Hey, Chris.
Today, Peruvian basket weaving.
Yes.
The Peruvians, since ancient times, have woven baskets that will hold presidential candidates as they float down the mighty Nile River. I think I might talk about what happened last night in Indiana. George Will has made a contribution that is quite interesting. I think he might be calling people names. But I want to hear from you on where we go from here.